for WHM.
My name is Mark, and I'm mobile.
For WHF KQ4FZY. Good morning. This is Rob on this end.
Tom, hope you're enjoying this bright, clear day.
We're so good. Just dropped the dog off at the groomer. I'm over here in Inman, heading back towards Moore, waiting on it to start getting hot.
Absolute best to avoid any hot that I can find. Any kind of air-conditioned space is all about me.
Yeah, I need to get some grass cut today, so I don't know, I have to wait till late this evening to do that.
That or make it your first mission when you get back to the house.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to hit like 96 or 97 in Spartanburg today.
Good, that's not going to work for me. We'll have to make other arrangements.
Do not do well in heat. I much prefer the fall and the winter myself. I'd rather be cold.
Well, you can always put on a jacket in the cold. They get upset with me and start taking off clothes in the heat.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Dog did you just drop off for grooming? I've got a Cocker Spaniel that costs me about $100 every three or four months.
He's a Cuban Havanese. He's a little small thing, he's about 20 pounds. But the hair on him, they use them for show dogs, so it'll get, you know, super long if you don't get them groomed. And so, yeah, we have to take him about every 6 to 8 weeks and get his hair cut back.
I haven't figured out anything good to do with all that fur. I just throw it away. Somehow it seems like that's a waste.
You could make a sweater if you wanted to.
There was a cat groomer down in Malden that was making purses out of cat fur, which I thought was absolutely bizarre, but man, she sold a bunch of them.
Allergies, and I don't normally carry my purse with me, so.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess. I have never encountered one of these cat purses, but I guess they're still out there somewhere.
The little dog is one of those hypoallergenic, so like he doesn't shed at all, or I mean it's really great. I'd rather, you know, a cat's a lot less maintenance, but man, me and my daughter, it kills our allergies. We can't stand it.
Thing I was not burdened with as a child. I never decided to develop any allergies, but I'm at the stage now where I'm closer to 60 than 6, and I take an allergy pill every day just as a preventative, just because you never know.
It's weird as a kid, you know, I never had allergy problems, or at least I don't remember having allergies like that, and at some point, I guess it was around 30 or so, you know, pollen and cats and all kind of stuff just really started irritating mine. So I don't know. I guess it's just part of getting older.
Put that in the brochure. I absolutely have experienced that, but went to an allergist, and he says, you're allergic to nothing and no one other than foolish people, and somehow still there's things that make my day harder, and that it's just a simple Claritin will make easier. So don't get how all that works, but I just do what I'm told.
Sure, yeah. My wife's upstate. I'm from down around the Orangeburg area, and when we got married and moved up this way, I guess just being around, you know, different types of trees and pollen and stuff like that, man, it took a couple years for me to get kind of over that hump. Like, I remember really struggling with the pollen up here for some reason.
Coming for business and visit a lot of the NFL cities, and I will definitely tell you, when the humidity's not the same and the altitude's not the same, and suddenly you're dealing with a bunch of spruce trees that you've never encountered before, it can absolutely have an effect on you.
Hey man, it seemed like we were sick every several months, and of course it didn't help. The kids were, you know, bringing home colds and stuff from school, but you know, first couple of years it seemed like we were always sick with something, and I was like, well, we just can't get used to this, you know, the weather up here, or the trees, or whatever it is.
I've got two kids. My two girls have somehow in their genetic material have an allergy to just everything that's blowing around, and depending on the time of the year, they absolutely are in misery, but they've got their medications figured out, but they used to have a line on the bridge of their nose, and the pediatrician called. He said that's an allergist line, because they rub their nose so much it creates a crease at the top of their nose. And it's like, wow, you see it so much that you actually have a name for it. That's amazing.
I'd say we've got it made, because I can't imagine what people did, you know, 150 years ago, and I don't know, maybe they didn't have the same allergies we did, but I'll tell you, they didn't have any choice but to be outside, you know, working in it, farming and doing everything else, so it would have been awful back in those days.
The answer to that one is they just didn't live as long.
Yeah, very true. KQ4SCY for identification.
KQ4WHN.
Head home and try to get some breakfast cooked up real quick before the groomer calls me back and I have to run back up the road again. So that'll be fun.
For your breakfast, sir, I'm on my way over to Anderson to do a little edumacation to further my ham knowledge. So go up with your cholesterol level and have some good bacon on me.
What license are you working on?
Well, I'm a general, but today's topic is going to be on nano VNAs and how to use them to analyze a number of different things. The Anderson Club's doing an event.
Cool. Yeah, I upgraded to general 2 months ago with the hopes of you know, getting on HF, and I still haven't worked any HF yet.
I keep doing HF for an hour here, an hour there, and I worry about what my wife thinks about me, because it's one of those things. It's like I could absolutely sit in that room for 10 hours and have a ball, but at the same time, I want to stay married.
Totally get that, for sure. Well, Mark, it was good chatting with you. I'm gonna get off of here. I'm almost at the house. Hope I catch you again. This is KQ4SCY. I'll be clear on your final.
KQ4SCY, KQ4WHN. Enjoy your breakfast, sir. Stay out of the heat, and we'll hope to talk to you again as well. 73s. Have a good weekend. KQ4SBX. This is KQ4WHN. You out there? This is Mark. Brad, you out there? W4SBX. Do you hear me? Nothing heard. KQ4WHN. Standing by.